Yeshiva Yesodia Torah of Baltimore is proud to present a series of insights into the weekly Parsha by Rabbi Tzvi Good Menahel. This week's Shir on Parsha's Metzora is entitled, Do You Know the Boundary? And is the 41st Shir in the series. It was delivered Monday night, April 4th, 2011, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. We hope you enjoy.
Parshas Metzora, we have by the korban of the Metzora, the pasuk says, "V'lokach ha'kohen es ha'keves ha'echad v'hikriv osav la'oshem." This korban is brought as an oshem. Says the Svarna, "Kvar isbar she'inyan ha'oshem hu amol b'kodesh." The inyan of oshem is that there's a me'ila b'kodesh. K'mo achatas alchiyav koris. What's the inyan of me'ila? U'kvar omru she'atzeraski aloshen hara. Tzaras is for Lashon Hara, v'algas is ruach, a person being conceited, haughty. Sheshneim me'ila b'kodesh. And these two things, Lashon Hara and gasis ruach, are the idea of me'ila b'kodesh. Ki am Lashon Hara, hu ikro b'seiser, primarily Lashon Hara is in private. K'mamik ma'ashem lister eitzah, people go privately to speak quietly about a person. And the Gemara says, a person who's over a vera b'seiser, he does it quietly, privately. It's like he's pushing away the legs of the Shechina. He's pushing the Ribbono Shel'olam out of his place. And a person who has gaivit says, such a person who has gaivit is haughty, la'uchel, I can't be. What does it mean, la'uchel, I can't be? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, ze goinev milavushi. He's stolen my clothes. Ein ani v'hu yecholim lamo ba'olam echor. We cannot dwell in the world together. In other words, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, a person who's a gas ruach, is mayel b'kodesh. What does that mean? He's appropriated to himself a Kodesh Baruch Hu's place. He's taken over. He's pushed away the Raglia Shechina. I'm here, the Ribbono Shel'olam's not. Or he's worn the clothes of the Ribbono Shel'olam. They're my clothes, not yours. And this is the inyan we see by Uziyahu. The Pasuk tells us in Divrei Yomim regarding Uziyahu, when he took over for his father, Amatziyahu, so he built up the nation. He built up Klal Yisrael, both financially, economically, and militarily. And the Pasuk tells us that he came to the point, he reached such the point that his heart became strong. He did me'ila. How was that? He was the king, the melech, and he went into the base of Migdash to bring Ketoris. They came 80 kohanim from to stop him. How can a melech be in the base of Migdash bringing Ketoris? It's not for you to bring Ketoris, same in a Migdosh. Go out from the base of Migdosh. You're a mayil. And what happened? He became angry, he became enraged. What happened? Saras came out of him, b'fnei kahanim. Why? Because he was molim mizbech haketayrus. Says the Svarna, you see beferish from the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim that this connection between saras and mean mayil. What is mayil? To appropriate to oneself the place of Hashem. We see this all the time. Unfortunately, we see this by the medical profession. See doctors who are able to go ahead and take human life, abortion, euthanasia that can pull the plugs, fertility doctors who think it's the Ribbono Shel'olam and then, or maybe that's not the order. We see people who are mol b'Hashem, they appropriate to themselves the Ribbono Shel'olam's place. They're dochik ragli ashchina, they're gove, they go ahead and they steal the Ribbono Shel'olam's clothes. And it reminds one of the Marsha in Kiddushin, when the Gemara says, the best of the doctors go to Gehenna. Why the best of the doctors, not the worst of the doctors? Says the Marsha, Because the Chayv Shirash Shemachim La'atzma L'toyf. These doctors think they're so choshev, they don't have to listen to anybody else. They don't have to consult. They don't have to ask a question. They know. They're the doctor. They're the one who's mechaya. They're the one who give the life. They're the one who save. Toiv Shavarav L'gehenim. A person that reached such a madrega, he confuses himself with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And yet we have a question. Because if we see elsewhere in Chazal, this idea of Me'ilah doesn't seem to be the inyan of appropriating the Ribbono Shel Olam's position to oneself, but it seems to have quite a different connotation indeed. The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hey, Ton Rabbon, Osir L'Adam She'anam Min Ha'Olam Ha'Azeh B'la Bracha. It's forbidden for a person to have pleasure from this world without Bracha. V'Kol Anenam Min Ha'Olam Zeh B'la Bracha Ma'ol. If a person has pleasure from this world without Bracha, he's Ma'ol. Then the Gemara says, Vayter. When a person goes ahead and he has Hanoh from this world without the Bracha, it's Mamish Me'ilah. It's he's getting Hanoh from Kodesh Shemayim. It's Hashem's world. So Rav Levi asked the Kasha. It says Hashem Aretz Malaya. That the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, but the other pasuk says Hashem Shemayim Hashem Aretz Nosin Livnei Adam. The world was given to man. So whose world is it? Is it the Ribbono Shel Olam's world or our world? And then he answered Lo Kasha Kan Kodem a Bracha Kan Lachar Bracha. What's the pshat? That before the bracha, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's hanoah, so to speak, to have. It's not ours. The bracha releases it. Why? As the Inyan Yaakov explains, the purpose of this world is not for man to have pleasure. The purpose of this world is for Kavod Hashem. And therefore, the only way I have license, the only way I'm allowed to have enough in this world is if I go ahead and transform into Kavod Hashem. That hanoah, that pleasure should be Kavod Hashem. In other words, a bracha. Otherwise, it's mo. So what's the pshat me'ilah? Is the pshat me'ilah, like we saw, like the Svarna said, that the Oshin by Mitzvah is appropriating the Ribbono Shel Olam's place to oneself? Or is it go ahead and taking Hanoh, which is not mine, for myself? It's taking the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hanoh away. And yet, we see Vayter, there seems to be a completely different idea of me'ilah. The Pasuk tells us, by a Soita, when a woman goes off the derech and she acts in a natzdias nick away, she gets involved with another man. That's also called me'ilah. Says the Svarna, choles kodesh Hashem, when a woman goes ahead and she gets involved with another man who's not her husband, it's achil Hashem. Asher on b'kedusha ishes, b'chibuk nishu v'zulas ishes v'domehem. She's being mechalel. She's destroying the whole inyan of Ishus. She's destroying. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world. He set up the Bria with the idea of Ishus, a man for a woman. This is her husband. And she's destroying that. She's being mauled. So what is it? Is it, like we saw by Mitzvah, appropriating the Ribbono Shel Olam's position to oneself? Is it taking Hanoah from the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm not entitled to? Is it destroying the Bria? Because like a woman by the Ishus, when she goes and gets involved with another man. What's the tzad eshov shebinahim? What is the common denominator between these three? What's the definition of me'ilah? So one could say like this. Me'ilah is when I obliterate the boundary between the Ribbono Shel Olam and myself. If I go ahead and I say that I'm going to wear the Ribbono Shel Olam's clothes. I'm going to push away the ragli shechina. It's going to be my world. I'm the boss. I run it. There's no boundary between me and Hashem. If I'm going to say, I want to take this Hanoah, the Ribbono Shel Olam put this Hanoah in the world, but it's only a Kodesh Shemayim. I'm going to take it anyway. I'm erasing that boundary. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam's son. It's for me. If a person's going to go ahead and destroy the whole structure of the Bria, destroy the Ishus, he's not recognizing that Ribbono Shel Olam's making boundaries in this world of how to live. And that's what Me'ilah is all about. That's ultimately what the Sfon is talking about. But Tziras, the fact that Tziras comes for Lashon Hara Gasas Ruach is because the person is going ahead and destroying the boundary that Baruch Shalom has made, and therefore he gets it Tziras. That's the Oshem. We see this by Paro. What did Paro say when Moshe Rabbeinu came to him? Mi Hashem? Who's the Ribbono Shel Olam? He wasn't Ribbono Shel Olam as far as he was concerned. As the Pasuk tells us, Chazal tell us, he controlled himself from his bodily functions. As a matter of fact, they have in the history of the Egyptians that they would actually train the Egyptian princes to be able to control themselves for hours on end. They shouldn't have to go to the bathroom because they're gods. That's who Paro was. Paro held he was God. He was Mo'ol. He erased that boundary. I once heard a story about a woman who went in for a surgery. Again, a doctor. She went in for a surgery, the head of surgery at a certain hospital. And right before she went into the knife, the doctor said to her, "Don't worry, Meidullah, you're going to be fine. You're in my hands." And the woman said to the doctor, "You should be a good shliach." That's his shliach. He's a doctor. He's a wonderful doctor. He's a shliach. It's not his hands. It's not him to make it good. It's Ribbono Shel Olam's world. That's me'ilah. Me'ilah is when I erase that boundary, chas v'chalila. How do we go ahead and be mechazik ourselves that we shouldn't erase this boundary? The obliteration of this boundary is all around us. We see that Ribbono Shel Olam created a world where there's such a thing as a man and such a thing as a woman. We're erasing that boundary. There's a definition of marriage between a man and a woman. We're erasing that boundary. There's a basic respect for age and experience. We're erasing that boundary. Everything's becoming erased. The boundaries that Ribbono Shel Olam set into the Bria are becoming erased. How are mechazik? How can we strengthen ourselves that we shouldn't follow suit? That ultimately we should recognize the boundary between the Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves. How can we have a relationship with them unless we have that boundary set? Havi Omer Elei in Pesach. Pesach, why? What's pshat in Pesach? Two things happened by Pesach. One is the Ribbono Shel Olam showed unequivocally that he's the boss. That he's the kol yochel, he's Eino Milvado. He turned the Bria on its head time and time again through the Makis, through Yetzias Mitzrayim, through Kriyas Yamsuf. He is where he is. Who are we? Avodim. The Kursha Barzum Mitzrayim, what is it? That we're Avodim. We were trained, we were primed, we were created to be Avodim. Why? So that when we walk out of Mitzrayim, we could have that relationship. If he's out there and we're down here, then we see the boundary. We see the distinction. We see who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, we see who we are. And therefore, ultimately, that's what Pesach, that's a message. That's an avoda we can take out of Pesach. That as we live in this world, which finds the obliteration of boundaries by the day, in every realm of existence, we're erasing it. Ethnic, religious, everything is being erased. Intermarriage, all around us. Rabbi Mechazik in Pesach. Mechazik to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam, this boundary is a necessity for our life. And the truth is that we have this reminder on a daily basis. We wear tefillin. What does it say by tefillin? The pasuk says, "V'hoyu l'chol los al yodecho l'zikron b'einecho." Should be a sign on your hand and between your eyes. L'matia toras Hashem b'ficho kiviyad chazoka otziach Hashem b'mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam took you out of Mitzrayim. What's al yodecho? What's the pshat that you put the tefillin on your hand? Says Rashi, brings him the chid. Lefikach yodcho moli v'parsha shliya. Lijosh bo yad shehei keho. We put on the weaker hand. Us righties put on the left hand. The lefties put on the right hand. It's on the weaker hand. Why? Because it was the Ribbono Shel Olam's hand. Ki b'yad chazoko shehei atziach Hashem Mitzrayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam's yad chazoko. We're not the yad chazoko. We're yad kehei. We're the weak hand. We have to understand that distinction. And that's ultimately what me'ilah is. Me'ilah is, if we can understand what the Isra Me'ilah is, what strikes to the heart of Tziras, strikes to the heart of every bracha we make, strikes to the heart of our relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam as Koveya. This Me'ilah is not a side Isra in the Torah that's limited to Hegdish. It's part and parcel of our lives. Why? Because it goes to the very root of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, who we are. It goes to the very foundation of that relationship we have with Him. And the more we recognize that chas v'chalila, we don't want to be a mayel. We don't want to be a mayel b'kodesh. Not just in terms of kachim of karbonis, in terms of our lives. In that way, we can have the type of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we all want.
This concludes this year. For more information regarding Rabbi Good's other shiurim and lectures, to sponsor a shiur, or to have Rabbi Good speak in your community, please contact us at yesodimedia@gmail.com. That's YESODEIMEDIA @gmail.com or call 410-764-0510. The video version of these and other Shiurim from Rabbi Good are available at TorahAnytime.com as well. Thank you.